Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Young children given a single injection of Zolgensma into the spinal canal continue to show gains in motor function and safety. New interim data from the STRONG trial in spinal muscular atrophy type 2 patients up to age 5 shows. These findings from the open-label Phase 1-2 clinical trial, placed on partial hold in October over safety concerns seen in an animal study, were recently presented at a virtual clinical trial session conducted by the Muscular Dystrophy Association. The session was scheduled after the 2020 MDA annual conference was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Zolgensma is a gene therapy originally developed by AveXis, now part of Novartis, to treat all types of SMA. It was approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in 2019 as a one-time IV intravenous infusion for newborns and toddlers up to age 2. The STRONG trial is evaluating the therapy's safety, tolerability, and early efficacy given as a one-time intrathecal IT injection directly into the spinal canal in up to 51 children with SMA type 2, ages 6 months to 5 years, carrying 3 copies of the SMN2 gene. A higher number of these gene's copies is associated with lesser disease severity. All enrolled were able to sit independently for up to 10 seconds, but could not stand or walk at the study's start. Previous findings in STRONG, with data through May 2019, showed that children in both age groups given doses A and B, the two lowest doses, achieved clinically meaningful improvements in their motor function as measured by the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Expanded, or HFMSE. This scale is a validated measure of physical ability in SMA children, specifically designed for patients older than age 2, and is able to monitor changes in both weaker and stronger groups. These findings, at about 9 months of follow-up, after a single Zolgensma infusion, showed a mean increase of 5.9 points in the HFMSE scores in the 2 to 5-year-olds. Half of these children displayed meaningful improvements in motor scores, researchers reported at the time. The new interim data, collected through December 2, 2019, continued to show safety with IT infusion treatment. Adverse events reported were consistent with those seen in intravenous use of the gene therapy, and no new safety signals were seen, a Novartis press release stated. At 1 year of follow-up, data also showed a mean increase of 6 points in HFMSE scores for the 12 older children treated at dose B or medium dose, the release stated. HFMSE changes are a primary trial goal for the 2 to 5-year-old age group. This 6-point mean rise from the study's start or baseline is double what would be considered a clinically meaningful improvement in motor abilities established in previous SMA studies. It reflected improvement in 3 to 6 skills measured using the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Expanded, including trunk control when rolling and sitting, and transitioning from lying to sitting. Nearly all these children, 92% or 11 of 12, achieved the clinically meaningful 3-point increase in their HFMSE scores, reflecting consistent improvement with Zolgensma's use compared to SMA's natural history. Untreated type 2 children would experience a continual decline in motor function. According to trial investigators, motor gains, as reflected by rising HFMSE scores, indicate that motor neurons, or nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles, are being preserved. None of the older children to date show an ability to walk independently for 5 or more steps, a secondary trial goal. In the younger children, 5 of the 6 who are now at least 2 years old and able to be evaluated using HFMSE also had 3-point increases from their baseline scores. A total of 18 motor milestones were achieved among 6 of the 13 patients treated at dose B in this younger age group, including one who could stand and walk independently. Dave Lennon, president of AveXis, said, quote, "Nearly all patients evaluated on the gold standard, Hammersmith scale, achieved a clinically meaningful response, consistently demonstrating improved motor function through continuous, stable SMN protein expression." Among patients with SMA type 2 between 2 and 5 years of age, strong data demonstrated remarkable motor function improvement following a single, one-time intrathecal dose, he added. We look forward to sharing these data with regulators to further our discussions toward registration of intrathecal AVXS-101. No data was presented on the 4 children treated with Zolgensma at the trial's high C dose. Further enrollment in Strong awaits a lifting of the partial hold placed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after a preclinical study showed inflammation that can damage nerve cells in primates given Zolgensma by IT injection. At least one adverse event was reported in nearly all Strong participants, and adverse events in 12 children, 38% of the total, was deemed related to treatment. Serious adverse events reported in 7 children included pneumonia, influenza, bronchitis, rhinovirus infection, and respiratory tract infection. Olga Santiago, Chief Medical Officer at AveXis, said, quote, "Given the robust response, these strong data indicate AVXS-101, or Zolgensma, delivered intrathecally could potentially be a new one-time treatment option for patients and their clinicians." Novartis and AveXis have submitted a response to the FDA that included a thorough analysis of clinical safety to date, showing no clinical reports of sensory neuropathy in 335 patients following treatment with AveXis-101 by intravenous and intrathecal administration as of December 31, 2019. A response from the FDA is expected by June.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. A story comes to mind when I think of our current coronavirus situation. One Easter, Mom turned our porch into a tangled web of string. Each string led to an Easter basket. When my sister's family arrived, everyone would choose a string and untangle their way through the mess to retrieve their Easter basket. While we waited for my sister, Dad grew frustrated. He couldn't access the outside door through the porch. Welcome to my world. On a daily basis, I run into things I can't access. But guess what? There was another door he could use. Sure, it's harder to get to and is the long way around, but it gets you to the same place. As I pointed this out, he grumbled but used the other door. When you have a disability, you have to figure out alternatives. Soon enough, my sister's family arrived. Everyone chose their string. How did I participate? Simple. When you let everyone go first, the path to the basket is a straight shot. Plus, it's fun watching everyone else trip over each other. Some even getting more entangled as they rush hastily towards their baskets. Of course, the coronavirus is more serious than a silly little game, but there are many parallels. When the world doesn't look like you think it should, don't get bent out of shape. Look for alternatives to get where you're heading. Awareness helps navigate the situation. If you formulate a plan, it can help in maneuvering through the web. Take it slow to prevent missteps and becoming more entangled. Finally, some of us might have to sit back longer while others navigate through it first. In the end, the goal is the same for everyone, to get through it. I'm confident we can. What a tangled web you weave, COVID-19. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.